Welcome to Career Tools. This week, how to deal with objections. Here we go.
The next part of the agenda that we had was, once you know the concern, is to ask, if I can address that concern, would you agree?
Yeah, but okay, but can we go back? Can we role play the whole thing?
Yeah, sure.
So let's do the hallway conversation first. Okay, and so let's assume for a moment, let's make it a little bit like I'm in a meeting, there's a similarity here, and I'm pitching my boss or I'm pitching my peers on an idea, and I see you in the hall, and you're the Salesforce person, and I'm the IT guy, and I say to you, hey, Wendy, did you get the email that we sent out about the new form?
Yeah, I did, and I think it's stupid.
Oh, the email's stupid.
No, not the email, but the whole form thing. Your guys already know me. They know all that stuff. And, you know, I just walked down there. I talked to Ted, and it works fine for me.
Ted's a good guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, did you just hear me agree with her? Yeah, okay. Okay. I'm trying to find common ground, too, by the way, folks. And by the way, this is not in the show notes. We're making this up as we go. You know, I guess I hadn't thought about that before. You know us well. We've served you for a while, pretty well, I assume. I hope you know you come to me if there's problems, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Sure. By the way, I just got her to say yes again. And I guess from your perspective, it is kind of bollocks, isn't it?
It is.
It is. It's extra work.
It is extra work, and I'm busy.
We ask for things like name and telephone number, and we pretty well already have that.
Exactly.
Since we know everything about everybody, because we're IT, right?
Yeah, exactly.
In fact,
you are the NSA.
We literally know everything. Yeah, we're the NSA. Yes. What did you say your name was? Snowden? No. Okay. I guess I hadn't thought about it that way. You're right. So tell me what your specific concern is. Is it just that we know that stuff, or is there more? Is there other stuff as well?
Well, it's just frustrating to have to, you know, every time I need something, I don't have time to fill in the form and submit it to you guys and repeat myself on all the things that I already know. When I can walk down there and Ted's always available for me, and like, if I send the form to you, how long are you going to take to answer it?
Okay. So if I hear you correctly, and correct me if I've got this wrong, it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't necessarily add value, right?
Not to me, it doesn't.
And when you're used to working with Ted, that's a form rather than Ted, which is not good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you're right in that sense. It makes sense for us, and hopefully you can understand when we've got 45 departments to serve, some of whom don't have a relationship with Ted, who's a great guy. Someone gets served by Sarah, who's not so great. No offense. Keep that under your hat, boss. But you could see where, at least in the aggregate, it would make sense for us to standardize some of the inputs. Maybe?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
still for you. Still for you, not good. Okay, that's fair. If I could address your concern, would you be okay with it? I'm trying to find a balance between your concerns and my need to standardize some stuff because we're just overwhelmed. If I could address that, would it be okay?
If you can minimize the right now, I think it's going to take me like 15 minutes every time I need something. I don't have 15 minutes in my day. If you can make it 2 minutes, like as long as it takes me to get in the lift and go down to where Ted is,
So,
I can go for that.
Yeah, okay. I think we can do that. I do. I don't, off the top of my head, I'm not sure. But basically, I think what you're saying is, if we can address that concern about time and about service levels, there's an implication here, I think, about service levels, then you'd be on board, yeah?
Yeah.
Folks, did you hear her disagree with me again? Now, many of you are saying, well, wait a minute, maybe if I can't do that. Well, those are the people who think more forms are more a good idea, right? I don't know exactly how I'm going to do that. I really don't. But I have essentially diffused. I've gone from Wendy saying to me, I don't like the idea, to, yeah, if you can do that, I'll agree. Now, let me say something else. I mentioned the point about a briefing, okay? And this ties into pre-wiring. Some of you, if you don't know what pre-wiring is, folks, you definitely need to listen to that cast. Somebody's asked me in the upcoming licensee call for this month, or this summer 2013, somebody asked me, about the top 10 casts for managers. It's a little bit misleading because it depends on the manager, but I went ahead and put in my top 10 Hall of Fame casts, and pre-wiring is in there. as a cast that simply astounds people when they hear it for the first time. If they listen to my 10 Hall of Fame casts, and I include the Trinity in the Hall of Fame, which is to say it's like 40 casts. But if you listen to those 10 casts and you don't think we're for you, then you're right. And if you listen to them and we don't have you hooked, I don't know what we're doing wrong. You're probably a very, very good manager. But if you've ever seen a presentation that goes slam bang perfect, it's not because the presentation was just so silver-tongued. It was because that person talked to, she talked to each one of the people in the room in advance, presented 100% of a loaf, and ended up to each of them individually, and then ended up pitching 70 or 60% of a loaf, the core of which is unchanged, and she got what she wanted and gave away some of the things that are less important. Far too many young people pitch an idea and they believe the idea is only shiny in its entirety, mm-hmm. as a perfectly wrought, perfectly machined piece of a tool that is on its face and all by itself perfect, and it cannot be changed, that any change will lessen it. The fact is, organizations are full of political game playing and log rolling, you'll have to look that one up, and politicking, and as we've said a million times on the air, when you look up at the senior people in your organization, what you call politics, they call collaboration. And the reason why some guy's idea is getting put forward is because he agreed to support three other people's ideas in the last year. And so you need to be willing to be comfortable with half a loaf. It is the nature of managerial life that your idea is not going to get implemented. The only place where your ideas get implemented fully, completely, exactly as if you think they should is with your own team. And unfortunately, that's largely because of role power. And if you would take half a loaf with your team sometime, you'd get a lot more commitment energy rather than compliance energy. That said, I tried to find out what your concerns are. Mm-hmm. And then I said, if I could address that concern, would you agree? And mm-hmm. you said, yeah.
And I said, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So what do you do if I come up with some more concerns later on? You fix this template so that I can not have to write my name on it. And I still keep going to Ted because you see me and I'm like, yeah, I still don't like that form.
It depends. There's a thousand subtleties here. But as a general rule, if I thought we were giving you good service, in my case, IT people will hate me, I'd probably say, I'd let you go talk to Ted. Are you getting good service from me? And if you're an exception, this is part of the half a loaf thing. If you're an exception and everybody else fills out the form and you don't, I'm all right with that. And generally, I've found that not everybody goes to everybody else in the organization immediately, sends out an email blast and says, by the way, all those you guys filling out that IT form that Horseman pitched to you, I'm not filling it out. You don't have to. You can go back the old way. Those things happen, but they're pretty rare. I'm generally going to find a relationship. I'm going to rely on my relationship with you, and I'm going to say, okay. And in this case, obviously, I don't have the organizational authority. I'm not the CIO in this case. You're not an individual manager where the CIO sends you a mail and say you have a low compliance rate of filling out forms. I think there are all kinds of bureaucracy issues in big companies where people say, here's the percentage compliance you have with our internal forms. Seriously, we were talking before the cast started about the word deafing, which came up because you shared with me some really bad career advice that some person who wrote a book and I'm sure is making a bunch of money proffered to the world. And I think those people, all they do is write books. They don't know anything about careers. Like, they know how to sell a book based on an idea, but they don't really know anything about careers. Right. I can't remember exactly what the person said. Something about keeping your boss happy regardless of whether you achieve results or not. Mind-boggling. And I invented the word deafing, which is dumbest effing, if you'll pardon my French folks. Just the idea that we're going to send out to line units, to line managers from an internal service department, here's your compliance rate with our forms. I mean, the number one sales manager, the number one operations manager, the number one engineering manager will look at this and go, deafing. Yeah. Literally. I mean, seriously. Yeah. And I could just see the CEO telling me, your division nailed it, hit it out of the park, Mark, but you're not going to get a big bonus this year because the CIO says you have a low compliance on internal forms. Yeah.
It's true.
Okay. So I probably took this scenario a little further than you wanted. Mm-hmm.
But that was good. Picked up some. There was the service level agreement,
right?
How my concern about how long it would take me to fill out the form, and my concern about how long it would take me to get service, and that kind of covers the the fourth point, which is rinse, repeat. So if I
I don't want it to make it just an example. I think it's important that we say the first part of the process is agreeing. The other part that's a sort of inherent and not inherent, the other part that's so critically important is asking them, if I can address that concern, would you be okay with it? And by the way, you'll know whether or not people feel confident about their concern, whether or not they say yes or no. If they say no, what they're saying actually, when you do that, particularly in front of other people in a meeting, what they're saying is, I reserve the right to disagree with you no matter what. In other words, you're not going to be professional. You're not going to say what you really, you just don't like new things. You don't like different things. You like the way things are. Because, no offense, we're still manufacturing buggy whips around here. And I'm sorry, but this is probably true 70% of the time. The person who's going to take that position is a high C. Say, I like things the way they are. And often a high S as well. But if they are not willing to say yes, in other words, I disagree and my disagreement is on this concern and I will not change my mind, even if you can address my concern. It's like literally,
it's
are
like
you
completely unreasonable?
It's and, beyond unreasonable. And it's
that's
mental.
That's not what we go to work to be.
Yeah,
exactly. We go to work with our reasonable selves.
Yeah.
Or at least I do. I leave my unreasonable self at home.
No, that's not true. Neither do I. But the point is, in front of other people.
Yeah.
You don't get to do that. You don't get to do that and call yourself a professional, or put differently, you can still call yourself a professional and have credibility defending your point of view. You essentially take your vote out of the mix. In fact, if I were the boss and I was pitching something and you disagreed and I said, well, okay, that seems fair. It's reasonable. I hadn't thought of it that way, but you're right. Based on what you do for the firm, Wendy, I could totally understand that. So if I could address your concern, would you okay? And you shook your head no, I'd probably go, okay, fine. You don't get a vote.
Yeah.
Now, of course, this is roles reversed from earlier where I was trying to persuade you and I was subordinate to you in the sense that you're the service, you're the internal customer and customers outrank service providers. Whereas in this case that I'm mentioning now, I'm the manager and you're the direct. But I would literally cut somebody out. If I'm pitching my team to the manager tools portion of this cast and one of my directs says no, I proffered a concern, but just because you address the concern doesn't mean I'll go along with it. They don't get a vote. Now, I might say, well, okay, well, then I won't address your concern because it won't really matter.
Yeah.
I'll address it. I'll spend a bunch of time answering a question that no one else has, and we'll have lost that time, but you'll still disagree, and that's okay. And then when I ask for input, I'll take the input, and I'll do a classic Tom Clancy executive orders and say, Wendy's vote doesn't count. And doing that in the light of public opinion, that is to say other people in a meeting, mm-hmm. there are very few people who will answer the question, if I could address your concern, would you be on board, that will say no.
No, you're right.
And then that focuses the discussion on the point of disagreement after I've already told them I'm okay with what you think, and they've already said I'm not okay with what Horstman thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Do we need to go back? Do you want to do another example?
Should we do another example
so that
people can hear it?
Yeah.
Come up with a scenario. I'll be annoying.
Well, no. So let's use the scenario that we talked about initially. You kind of threw a curveball at me, but I think it was good. I think this is a good conversation we're having. So the whole, if I can address your concern, would you agree? Let's do that scenario, that hallway scenario, a little mm-hmm. bit differently. Maybe I came into your office mm-hmm. and I'm pitching the idea. And I say to you, hey, Wendy, I know you do a lot of printing of decks. Let's say I'm a printing guy, right? For your presentations, we want to make sure it's easy for you. We were thinking internally in the printing department in operations. In the past, it's been a bit of a hit or miss whether or not.
Yeah, you messed that thing up when I was doing it for Canada really badly.
Yeah, you're right. And we own that. We own that. We've had a discussion about it. And hopefully we put in place some things that will make it better. And I apologize for that. Our error. If I need to communicate that to anybody on your side of the business, I'm happy to do so. So we're not sure whether or not we've had all the information we needed. And so we've created a form to make it easy for you guys to make sure we can do what you need us to do.
Why can't your guys just listen properly? I mean, I come down there, I bring the deck, I tell them what I want. I'm perfectly clear. Why can't they just do their jobs properly? I don't have time to be filling in forms.
Yeah, I think... I hear you. I think a lot of people will say the same thing. Don't disagree with you that you'd be concerned about the amount of time it takes. If it's not a time issue, in other words, if the form doesn't take any more time than what you're doing now, would it be something you'd be amenable to?
Well, given I have to repeat everything three times to Fred because he's deaf.
Yeah.
I guess that's standing next door printer for his whole life.
It's too bad you're not talking to Ted, because Ted's really good, by the way.
I guess if it takes less time than talking to Fred, I could go for him.
Okay, so then let me do this. Let me explain the form and the process. I'm going to make a pitch for why I think it takes less time. You get to make your own call on that. I'm thinking it takes 2 minutes. That's
2 minutes?
2 minutes.
Well, I'd like to see that.
And that's a form. And if I were in your shoes, I'd be like, another form. And let me also say one more thing. You can trump the form anytime you want. Pick up the phone and call me.
Okay.
Okay? But for now, I want a chance to pitch you on why the form works. Okay?
Okay.
Addressing the issue of around the 2 minutes issue or the amount of time it takes relative to the amount of time you're spending talking to Fred.
Okay.
And maybe we ought to have a different service provider help you.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. And look, you're being a little bit grouchy, but I'm staying positive. Because I'm not going in thinking I have to have my whole loaf. I'm going to give up a little bit of my loaf. And that is where so many people fail here. The fundamental belief that my idea is an idea. It's shiny and perfect. And it can't be taken down into some of its into the component parts and then rebuilt back together in order to way to be happy. I'll tell you what. The best internal service providers do all kinds of different things for all kinds of different people.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks fairly seamless. Why? Because they know that's what keeps people happy.
That was exactly why I did when I was a service provider. Like, everybody used to
really?
say, when it, how do you get things done? And I'm like, well, I just try to go around the rules and then I come back to the rules.
Yeah.
As long as the beginning and end appear to be on the rails, I'm good.
Yeah. So, okay. So at that point, basically, you've agreed. And the next step is, obviously, we address the concern, right? And so in this case, it would be something along the lines of, so you can see, Wendy, the form is just one page, right? You fill it in by hand. You could drop it off at a bin. We put it at the front door. Frankly, you can email it to us, or you can just type in the information right there in an email and send it to us. And it's a form like HR uses, so there's no attaching. It's in line, right? There's no create a Word document and then attach
I hate
it.
Those.
Yeah.
You know,
particularly
IT
when,
have got one of those.
Particularly when one of the things we've discovered, IT has that, we've discovered that people send in forms, and if they're going through a hotel Wi-Fi or if their connection isn't that good, sometimes the attachment gets stripped, right?
Yeah.
Or security, right? We've got VeriSign issues. There's all kinds of issues. And I'm going to send you the form so you can give it to everybody as a template. And the first few times, people are going to forget about it. And that's okay. We understand that. We'll send it back. Hey, listen, thanks for trying. And here's the form. And if you could do it, you could use it, great. We're going to have a pretty soft, we're not going to say black and white, if you don't fill out the form, you can't have our stuff. Because we tried that once before. My predecessor did, and it didn't work so well. In fact, that's why I'm here. So looking at the form, what do you think? Think it takes longer?
No, I guess not. I guess I can save my name and stuff so I don't have to keep typing those.
So here's what I'd suggest. That's good to hear. So what I'd suggest is tell your people about the form. Tell them we're going to do a soft ramp up. Some of them won't do it, but we'll encourage them along the way. And as long as the net result in the next couple of months is you guys are saving time and you're getting better quality of service in a timely fashion, then it's probably a good process. And if it's not, I commit to you, we'll tear it all down and we'll try something different.
All right, that sounds fair enough then.
Yeah, and the same thing applies, generally speaking. If you need something at the last minute, you need to ring me, mm-hmm. right? And I'll be honest with you, there are times when we can't. If the CEO has us tied up, we're tied up, okay? And then it'll come out of your budget. You go to Kinko's, FedEx, right?
Yeah.
FedEx office. But I don't want that. And if you feel like you're not getting support, come talk to me. Because there's no way that I want a form to be the embodiment of the relationship we have between us and our providers. But look, basically, once you send us the form and the process, we'll confirm we got it by email. If you don't get an email back from us, tell your people we didn't get it, right? And that we can match whatever time scale you've got. And Fred will give you a call just like he does now when stuff is done. And it's pretty straightforward. If you need a deck printed, send us the PowerPoint. We're good to go. Right?
Okay.
You think we can do that? You think we can give it a try and see what happens?
I can give it a try.
Okay. We'll look at the process over the next few months and we'll see how it goes. And if everybody screams bloody murder, we're not doing it. Pretty simple.
Well, you sound much more reasonable than the last guy.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm here. Yeah, because I know that if I make all you guys unhappy, I'll be the last guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Now, you mentioned rinse repeat as the last step. What is rinse repeat?
Okay, so I've
other than the fact that Procter & Gamble invented
rinse repeat means What happens if I have a little think and all of a sudden I've just remembered something that's going to make me not be able to use your
so
form
So you're saying
again.
a new objection?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Thanks.
I can understand why you didn't think about that at the time, and I can understand why it's a concern. Why wouldn't it be a concern? It'd be a concern if I was in your shoes. Absolutely, it's a concern. Now, you'll notice, guys, I'm completely all in, right? I'm way beyond all in. I'm like, yeah, I would absolutely, yeah, absolutely. There's a great bit in I can never remember the name of the movie. It's a movie that's very near and dear to my heart. It's probably top 25 of all time. Harrison Ford movie, Tom Clancy, not Executive Orders, I don't think, no. And not Sum of All Fears, which is about the nuclear weapon. It's the one about the guys in South America. I can't remember the name of it. And there's a part where the president is being accused of being linked to a drug dealer. And when the press is going to answer questions, Harrison Ford, who's in the White House as Jack the CIA guy, former Annapolis instructor, heaven forbid, he says, well, when they ask you, was your friend? So yeah, he was a good friend. Good friend? Oh, great friend. A great friend, a lifelong friend. Basically, essentially agree and diffusing the subject in advance so that people don't see that there's a conflict, right? I'm not at all. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you and I disagree. Absolutely, we disagree. And that's okay. We're going to disagree. I mean, I don't know. I've been going, I mean, what a man is born, does trouble as the sparks fly upward? And as my dad said, definition of conflict is two human beings in the same county, right?
Yeah.
So if you've got another concern, I'm going to say essentially, okay, makes sense to me. And again, same thing as before. If I can address your concern, we're going to be okay.
Okay.
And if I can't, then we've got an issue, right?
Yeah. So Mark, this form thing, I've had to think about it. And what happens if I'm somewhere without connectivity or I go on base and they take my laptop away? They take everything from you.
I can see. Yeah, that would be surely Toledo if it's an electronic form, right? And you don't have connectivity. That's a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if the system addresses that, if our system has a way to address that, you'd be okay with it?
Well, yeah, since I've already agreed.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, I don't know how you're going to fix it.
Does it happen now? Is that happening? Yeah?
Well, yeah, I mean, I have to go on base like every couple of months, and sometimes I need a deck.
Oh, so you're saying, this isn't a real situation. What you're saying is, it's potentially a situation when you're on base, when you're on the bases that we support, the military bases that we support, and you don't have connectivity for security reasons. Makes sense. I should have remembered that, and I didn't. So periodically, it could happen that you need a deck.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be able to get one because you can't have connectivity.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a reasonable use case, isn't it? I hadn't thought of it that way, but you're right. And so... again, if I can address that, it'd be cool, right?
Well, yeah, I've already agreed I'm going to use this form. So, yeah, as long as you can make it available to me.
So have your assistant or one of your team send the form for you. That's what we prefer. Okay. But look, if it's really urgent, there's no other way, then we'll do it the way we currently do it, right? If it's only going to be once every 3 months and only then, if you're on base once every 3 months and only on the times you need a deck during those times, which may be once or twice a year, dude, once or twice a year is a reasonable exception for somebody that we want to please with the service we provide, okay? Fred or Ray or even Ted, if you get Ted, lucky you, they'll fill in the form for you and they'll have it waiting for you with the deck. And we'll pretend that you filled out the form, but who cares, right? Is that going to, what do you think, that'll work?
Yeah, that'll work. You have to get them to forge my signature, but, you know.
Yeah.
Or I might have to try and remember to do things before I leave the office.
Yeah, that might be good. And we forge lots of people's signatures. I forge the CEO's signature all the time. That's okay. And look, I think the process is going to make it more efficient and easier and so on. And if you don't get any satisfaction, pick up the phone and call me.
No, okay. All right, we're good.
And with that, as Wendy would say, Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, I love that phrase. Bob's your uncle. Which, by the way, folks, if you don't know, most of you Americans don't know, that means problem solved, right? I think the origin of that, the etymology of that is somewhat unclear, right?
Yeah. They've
made up a story about some prime minister's...
It's called back something. There's a word for, like, posh. The word posh is supposed to be port out starboard home, but it's not true. It's something that people have... the word existed and then they've made it make sense by inventing something afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Posh is just posh. Right? Yeah.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Bob's your uncle is one of my favorites.
Yeah. All good. Okay, right up there with we are not amused.
Indeed.
So, quick review.
Yeah.
This is a long cast. We didn't expect it to be this long, but I talk a lot.
So, we covered...
Step one was agree.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Step two was...
Find out what the concern is.
Find out what the concern is. Ask if I can address that concern, would you agree? And then address the concern, and then rinse, repeat.
Keep doing the same thing.
And we learned from you that we don't actually have to have the answer straight away. We just have to be able to say... If I can address it, will that be okay?
Yeah, and then maybe in some cases, if you don't know how to address it, say, okay, if I can't address it, so let's talk about addressing it. And then let's collaborate on addressing it. I don't have the answer. You've got the concern. Maybe you have an answer.
Cool.
Now, look, if you suggest that the answer is the total antithetical opposite of what I'm presenting, then probably, particularly if it's in a meeting, you've reduced the position that you have. And by the way, I mentioned meetings several times because if I'm a boss or if I'm a peer, I want it done in a meeting because my behaviors are going to win me votes.
Mm-hmm.
And your recalcitrance, if in fact you're just hunkered down in your trench lobbing mortars at me, that's going to lose you votes. And again, we don't vote on everything, but when we vote, I win. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.